Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
All right. Now that that's out of the way, today's topic is basically free food and medicine, but painkillers. Now, our recent topics have been based on this non-pandemic epidemic crisis called the coronavirus. As everyone pretty much already knows, it's not as bad as they're making it out to be. Now, I'm not taking it all that seriously, mostly because I'm healthy and I don't got to worry about it. It's probably worse than I make it out to be, but it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. That being said, forgive me, I'm also out here foraging for wild edibles. I'm actually practicing what I preach. I just ate some chickweed. I'm about to eat a dandelion. Very nutritious and pretty delicious. Anyway, recently it came out to be that if you take ibuprofen and you get the corona, it actually makes the corona worse. Now, I don't have any supporting evidence for that. But it doesn't matter, because we shouldn't be doing pharmaceuticals anyway. We should be practicing God's medicine, like eating our dandelions. Now, food for thought, dandelions are not even native to this country. They were brought here by the settlers for food. And now we go around and try to spray it with chemicals and kill it because we call it a weed. And it's actually a food. It was brought here for food. And it's a medicine. And we're spraying them with chemicals. Bunch of buffoons. But nonetheless. Good stuff. Dandelions are a little bitter. Chickweed is delicious. nutritious. I like saying that. So, on our Free Food and Medicine Facebook page, so you can find that at Facebook, just type in Free Food and Medicine, or go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click the Facebook link. But I'm going to go there because I posted the recent information there. My buck's in my big truck, and my big truck's getting an alignment right now. So, yeah. So first off, I'll read the lists. Alternative painkillers. So we have Angelica, which I'm not that familiar with. Then you have aspen, that's a pine. You have blue vervain, butternut. Most people know what that is. Cape aloe, it's a specific aloe. It's like a gigantuous aloe that only grows in a desert. And it's more red than it is green. Or I think it's got red flowers rather than, I'm not sure what color flowers aloe has. But it looks, it's definitely different. You can distinguish the difference very easily. Catnip. Catnip is good for a lot of things. Cats love it, and it also repels termites, so you want to grow that around your house. Let's see here. Chamomile. Everybody knows what that is. And it's good for relaxation as well. Chunka piedra is good for kidney stones. So if you got kidney stones or you need to help process your calcium, because we get plenty of calcium. All right. Most of us get plenty of calcium, I should say, but we don't have enough magnesium to help process the calcium. So we need to be taking more magnesium. Ooh, more chickweed. We need to be taking more magnesium in order to process the calcium that we have in our body. If you're getting kidney stones, that means you're getting plenty of calcium. You need more magnesium and other nutrients like chunka piedra to help you process that calcium. But anyways, chunka piedra is good for pain. Kelp, mint, any of the mints. Let's see here. Meadow sweet, mugwort, which mugwort sounds like something off of Harry Potter. I've got mugwort herb and I've got mugwort essential oil, so you can apply it externally or take it internally. I'm sure. If you burn mugwort, though, it smells like pot, which is kind of cool. I used to burn it to get the kids out of the house, because if they were not getting out of the house and, you know, getting some physical exercise and going outside and playing, I'd just fire up some mugwort and bam, they'd be like, ah, it smells like weed in here. And out the door they went. It's a good way to get the kids out of the house, unless they like the smell, I guess, you know, whatever. But if you like the smell of weed, it's a good alternative. And it's good for, I think it's good to help, you know, with like good dreams and pleasant memories and stuff like that. So, anyway. Sorry, I'm eating my chickweed. Pain. Oh, I must have skipped some. Where were we? Was I reading something else? Okay, chunka piedra. Oh, I skipped some stuff. Okay, so cayenne pepper, cherries, chili pepper, clove, chamomile. Not sure what that is. Can't pronounce it. Fig wort. Evening primrose. Fenugreek. Ginger. Neem, horsetail, sorry, I skipped the line. I'm looking at this on my smartphone. Kava kava, kelp, mint, okay, here we go. Meadows with mugwort. Mullein. Mullein's good for your lungs. So that's another good one to be taking right now because it'll help clean out your lungs. and also help prevent the corona, and it's good for pain. Let's see here. Neem, nettles. Dead nettles are prolific right now. They're only growing for right now. They'll be gone in a month, so now's the time to get out and get your nettles. Olive leaf, plantain. Plantain pretty much grows year-round. Plantain's good for a lot of stuff. Poppy. Prickly lettuce. And that's a wild lettuce. Purple poppy mallow. Now David Ray's calling, so I'm going to merge him in. Well, I guess I won't. Where was I? Seaweed. Skullcap. Skullcap is good for any kind of addictions and pain. But it helps you fight, you know, if you're trying to quit smoking or do other drugs like alcohol. Skullcap herb will help fight that, help you wing yourself off. Hello! Weed. Solomon seal. I'm not sure what that is. Valerian. Or valerian root, probably. A lot of people know what that is. That's good for increasing the melatonin in your body so it can help you sleep. But it's obviously good for pain as well. Wild lettuce. There's wild lettuce growing all over the place. All kinds of different wild lettuces. Wild yam. Wild yam, if there's any guys listening, that's good for the libido, too. It's good for a bunch of things. Willow.
All right. Forgive me for interrupting, but you're reading the pain list?
Yes.
Okay. I finally found out what the stars mean.
Okay.
The stars are the main ones. And a double star is like, you should really do that. You know, the more stars, the more you should do it.
Right. That's what I figured. So, in this list, there's one with one star. It's called figwort. So that's the main one you should look for. If you got osteoarthritis. There you go. It's in the mint family.
It looks like a mint, but it doesn't taste like a mint.
If you got osteoarthritis, then Cape Aloe would be the number one to use. That's on the same page. But anyways, back to pain. We're down to willow. So white willow, I guess any kind of willow, any kind of, even corkscrew willow might work. Wintergreen. Yep. Wintergreen, that's one of the essential oils I use in one of my best pain-relieving blends. There's three ingredients. Emu oil, wintergreen, and I forgot the other. But I've been selling that one since I think 2002. I can't remember when I formulated it, but it used to be one of my number one sellers, and people loved it. So when I go back to doing aromatherapy more professionally, I'll be selling that blend again. Right now, I'm mostly selling diesel oil because of the pandemic. But it's good for any cold or flu, and it's a good preventative, you know. So I had some people on Facebook get after me for trying to make money off the poor, helpless folk during this crisis. Well, one, it's not really a crisis, and two, this is helping people. It will help people more than this pharmaceutical garbage. And I'm not like jacking my prices up like people selling toilet paper for five, you know, $5 or $10 a roll on eBay. You know, it's not like I'm doing
that. You're just doing normal pricing.
Yeah, it's my normal price. And I also said, you know, I'm willing to price match. So, there you go.
Well, instead of charging more, you're willing to raise your rate.
Yeah, I charge my normal rate. I have actually donated some to, you know, people that, you know, need it the most and don't really have the money. So I have donated some of it. I got firm believers, mostly people like the people that would listen to this podcast, who already believes in it. Those are my best customers. I'm not trying to scam anybody. You know, I'm just trying to help the people that believe in God's medicine. If you believe in pharmaceuticals, hey, go to the doctor and pay 10 times what I'm charging for real medicine. But anyway, so would betany, not sure what that is. And then Yarrow.
Yeah, I read all this earlier, but I don't have the book in front of me. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I got it on Facebook. I got it on our Free Food and Medicine Facebook group. So I'm reading it from that because my truck's in the shops and my book is in the truck. So after that, headaches and migraines, because I think headaches, you know, we're talking about the alternatives for ibuprofen. So we'll go into...
I did not look up migraines, but I looked up headaches.
There you go. Headaches and migraines are under the same section. So aloe. Again, aspen, basil.
You too.
Oh, I think my alignment might be done. All right, cool.
Holy smoke, they gave me a tip.
So if I go inside, I'll lose signal. That won't be good. All done? Okay. All right, cool. So he's going to grease my truck, do paperwork, and then I'm out of here. Okay, so so basil, black call? I'm not sure what that is.
Black cohosh? No.
No, it's black H-A-W.
Black Hawk down.
No, I don't know what it is.
Heard of it, but I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
It's all good. We don't know everything, folks. And we always tell you to go do your own homework. So we're just basically bringing the information to you that, you know, this is Adam Marcus Rothkranz, Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. So you can go get the book yourself at freefoodandmedicine.com. Or if you want to give us credit for your purchase, you can get go to freefoodandmedicine.net. That's on my commission link to his website. But and there's other books out there too. Like my other favorite has been my favorite for 20 years till this book. Was Prescriptions for Natural Healing. And that's written by actual doctors. So go check that out if you think that you have to have doctor's approval to do, you know, alternative medicine, God's medicine. So, let's see here. Blessed thistles, blue vervain, cabbage. Cabbage is good for hangovers, too. So if you got a hangover, anything with vitamin B in it is good for hangovers, but specifically cabbage. Wild carrots, but you got to be careful what kind of wild carrots you're eating because you might accidentally eat hemlock. So make sure you make sure you're educated.
Study your herbs. Make sure you know what you're looking at.
Yep. And again, catnip. Chamomile, that was also on the last list. chili pepper, that was in the last list, cottonwood, epilepsy, just kidding, don't go out and eat any epileptics, eclipta, or whatever that is, ephedra, eyebright, there you go, eyebright's good for headaches. And it's also good for your eyes. Evening primrose.
Now,
go ahead.
Just to skip ahead, though, take a note at what has two stars next to it. It's at the bottom of the list.
I don't see it.
It's on the next page, maybe.
Oh, okay. I haven't got there yet. Okay, so, eyebright, evening primrose, false unicorn, fever wart. Now, fever wart might be good for fevers as well, like fever few is good for migraines and is good for fevers, but I don't see fever few on this list. And then there's an herb called French. Huh?
Most herbs with the word wart on the end of them are good for the thing that precedes the word wart.
Oh, okay.
As I don't know exactly what the origin of the word wart is, but, you know, if it says wart, it's usually good for the thing that precedes it.
There you go. So tooth wart would be good for your teeth.
That would be the assumption. You always need to go double check, though.
Right,
I think tooth wart's named that, though, because yeah, go ahead.
Well, okay, so what would mugwort be good for? Your mug? Oh, there you go. If you have an ugly mug, you should take mugwort. It might help. Might. I can't guarantee anything. It hasn't helped David yet. But anyways, I'm just kidding.
I'm taking it off.
Let's see here. Maybe that's why I'm so beautiful. Okay.
Right.
And monkeys might fly out my butt. Okay, so Friends. TV show called Friends.
Friends, yeah.
It was a good show. It was one of my favorites, actually. It's kind of like an X-Files type of a TV show, but not quite.
No, it is not.
No.
not even quite.
Okay, well, I'm saying, you know, it's a long, X-Files is more about aliens, Friends is more about other weird scientific type stuff. So, or third dimension type stuff. I don't know. It's freaky. It's cool. But yeah, it's got a similar dialogue where it's like conspiracy theory in a way. But there's a whole bunch of other weird, crazy crap going on.
I think maybe you're watching different television programs under the same name. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, this is more along the lines of a sci-fi or it's not quite like X-Files. I didn't watch all of them.
Fringe.
Yeah, not Hinge.
Fringe. I wasn't hearing you right. I was hearing you say Friends.
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally
right. What in the hell is he smoking?
Right? That, too, is a good TV show, but totally not the same. Okay.
Friends would be the comedy version of X-Files.
I'm not even sure. No, Seinfeld would be the comedy version of X-Files.
No, he'd be the comedy version of Friends.
Okay, maybe. So anyway, I'm not sure what would be the comedy version of Exile.
But anyway, we have gone down a rabbit trail.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a total rabbit trail. Okay, so back to Friends. I looked up that herb because that name is significant. But I can't remember what I read. I read it, though. So check that out, Friends herb. Ginger.
All right.
Most people know what ginger is. Kava kava. Kava kava is good for anxiety and I think even for depression. But it's also good for migraines and headaches. Meadow
right.
Sweet, mint. There's mugwort again. Mustard, neem, onions. There's wild onions growing everywhere. Peppermint. Poplar. Not sure what that is exactly.
Poplar is a type of tree.
Oh, I don't have the continuation. What's on the next page? Because I thought I had it.
Oh, God, I didn't have the book with me. So I'm just going to give it away. The thing with two stars is take an enema.
What? Okay.
Right. So basically cleaning out your bowels will help relieve headache. All right?
I'm not a fan of enemas, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, cleaning out your bowels. There's lots of ways to clean out your bowel. Or cleanses will clean out your bowels. I don't think he listed in there anywhere water. All right. While water is not an herb.
Water.
Right. Your normal intake of water should be, for every pound you weigh, half that in ounces. So
right.
Let's say you are a nice petite woman of 100 pounds. Well, a very petite woman of 100 pounds.
Right.
You should be drinking 50 ounces of water a day. Okay?
50
so if you
ounces
weigh,
of water every day.
Yes. For every 100 pounds you weigh, 50 ounces. Okay? You know, basically for every pound, half an ounce. Okay? That's minimum. All right, so if you're out in the hot sun sweating and whatever, you should increase your water intake. But, you know, in the wintertime, a lot of times people don't drink water because they don't feel thirsty because they're not sweating. All
right?
Right. But you're still getting lots of water because the air is dry. Okay?
True. Yeah, you
and
dehydrate.
Your cracked lips are not because it's cold. Your cracked lips are because you didn't drink enough water and it literally evaporated off of you, even though it's not hot.
Right. Well, it's just because you're cold. But, yeah, because you evaporated the water. The cold freeze-dried the water out of you.
Right. So, you know, before you put on the lip balm, drink more water. That cracked lips is an indication that you're dehydrated. All
right.
Right.
If you do put on lip
in the summertime.
If you do put on lip balm, which you probably should if you got cracked lips, make sure it's natural. Don't use mineral oil. That will only make your lips worse. Mineral
right.
is nothing more than furniture polish.
All right, and I forget what the one-star item is under headaches, but it's just before do enemas. So,
nice.
Yeah. So put two stars next to do enemas.
After I started listening and following Marcus Rothkranz, and he was preaching enemas, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I tried it for a little while. It's not very comfortable, let me put it that way.
There are other ways to do bowel cleanses. There's other ways to do bowel cleanses, and that'll probably help with your headache. You take the appropriate herbs, and stuff comes out of you. You know,
right?
And follow it up with lots of water. Do the enema from the other end.
That's the way I prefer to do it. But I mean, hey, if you don't mind sticking stuff up your wazoo, then hey, go get an enema. Go get one of those douche bags and do enema. But drink lots of water, because Brian Tracy says, you know, fruits and berries are nature's roto-rooter. So just eat, you know, fruits and berries, you know, things that have fiber, natural fiber, and drink lots of water and juice.
Well, there you go. Did he list high vitamin C content foods as a headache cure?
No, but vitamin C and magnesium. I was talking about magnesium earlier. You take enough magnesium,
right.
You take enough vitamin C, it'll clean you out.
Right. So, yeah, normally you'd stop taking vitamin C about the time it's starting to make you feel like you might have to run for the restroom. All right? That's your, you know, when you start to feel that push, that's you've got enough vitamin C. But if you got a headache, I might suggest, and it's only a speculation, I might suggest that you do a bowel cleanse by taking extra dose of vitamin C until you have to go hit the restroom and clean everything out.
Another thing, too, I forgot to look up in the book and take pictures of is inflammation. Ibuprofen is known for its anti-inflammatory properties. And there's herbs for that, too, like pansies, for example. Pansies are an anti-inflammatory. Yucca root. Is also a yucca plant, different parts of the plant, are good for pain and are also anti-inflammatory. Let's see. Yucca is good for headaches, migraines. He didn't list yucca in the book. So he doesn't
have
everything.
You didn't have that page.
Yeah.
You didn't have that page.
That's true. Yucca would be at the bottom of the list.
And it would have been at the end of the list, and I think that might have been the one that had the star behind it.
Oh, okay. Nettles. Dead nettles are also antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. Let's see here. I mentioned yarrow earlier for pain. Let's see. Henbit. Henbit is an anti-rheumatic. Let's see here. Okay, never mind. It's high in iron, though, so if you need iron, which most women do, henbit's good for that. Dandelions. Let's see here. This is stuff that I posted in the Free Food and Medicine Facebook group. Oh, yes. Red buds. Red buds are blooming right now, and red buds are used to treat fevers. Leukemia. Cold. Oh, wait, no. A cold infusion of the roots and or the inner bark have been used to treat various chest complaints, including whooping cough and congestion. And that's about all I have. I think I got, gooseberries and currants. Let's see. No, that's high in vitamin C, though. And we need lots of vitamin C right now with this corona thing going on.
Yep. And honestly, I don't know if the corona thing is real or not, but you know what? It will not hurt to pretend it is.
Well, yeah, take lots of nutrients. Oh, okay, my truck is done.
And...
I'll talk about corona a little bit while you're going and grabbing that.
Okay.
Hopefully I can maintain it. If this coronavirus thing is real, something to keep in mind. The warm weather's coming on. that will more or less knock it down and knock it out. But somebody has pointed out that if it is real, come fall and winter of this year, it will come back with a vengeance. So it's important that when there's no longer a scare over the coronavirus, assuming that it is real, it's very important that you build up your immune system before that time. So start cutting out the bad foods in your diet. You know, get yourself healthy. Get yourself, build your immunity up. You know, get your good, healthy foods in your body and stop eating the junk food and the trans fats and all this other stuff. What does this one doctor point out? She's your cells have on them what's called ACE receptor sites, and I'm not sure exactly what those are, but a lot of people take medication that are quote unquote ACE inhibitors, and the body, the cells respond to that by making more ACE receptor sites. So it's actually kind of counterproductive to do that, and it's those sites that the coronavirus attack. It goes for the sites. You know, the body basically knows what it needs, and you got to figure out why is it making more ACE receptor sites in your cell membranes. You know, what are you doing that's causing that? And stop doing that. You know, stop, you know, eating those poisons and whatever that's causing you to be have those conditions. You know, and stop doing things that make you susceptible. I mean, high sugar diet will make you susceptible to colds and flus. So the coronavirus is, you know, coronavirus is basically another name for the common cold. All right. And so this is COVID-19. I don't know why it's 19, but, you know, cold number 19, I guess. Whatever will protect you from the common cold and from the common flu will pretty much protect you from the coronavirus. So, you know, act accordingly. You know, don't – when they're passing out the Halloween candy and the super sugary pies at Thanksgiving and